Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is former New England Patriots defensive star, Patriots Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Willie McGinnis. Good morning, Willie. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thank you. A little bit in shock after what happened the last couple of weeks for the Patriots. Did anything that happened Saturday night surprise you at all?
No, not really. I mean, I hated to do it, but I picked the Titans on Good Morning Football. You know, after watching Week 17 and just seeing where this team was going, and you know, I wanted the Patriots to go out and win that football game. But you know, and playing with Vrabel and understanding and playing for DMPs and understanding what you know how this team was playing the Titans, and you know, you kind of monitor what teams are doing going into the playoffs or how they're playing. And to me, the Patriots just didn't seem like they were playing as great and playing the way they need to play playoff and championship football and breaking down the matchups and all the different things. You know, it was tough, but I ended up picking the Titans. And you know, I caught a lot of, you know, a lot of people had comments and things to say, but it's my job, you know, sometime as an analyst to break things down from what I'm seeing. Not just pick a team because I played for a team or know somebody or whatever the case may be. And the world is not falling for Patriot fans. They have to understand that. Probably not the fans, but everybody outside. You know, I'm hearing, oh, it's in the air. The dynasty is over. Patriots are done. The Patriots are not done. It's a great football team, well-coached team. Ownership is still in place. Tom Brady is not under contract, but nobody's made any decisions yet, and you know people need to temper their expectations and wait to see how this thing plays out. Tom's already made it, you know, made it apparent to everybody that he wants to continue to play football, and I'm sure that the three wise men, Brady, Belichick, and the Crafts, will come together and figure out, you know, how to get this thing you know, back in order and put it together and provide the resources. And we'll see, Brady. I'm assuming, and I said assuming because I don't know anything, but, you know, hopefully we'll see Brady for another year or two in the Patriot uniform and retire as a Patriot.
What do you think that would take, Willie? Like what? Because Robert Kraft has said that he wants him back. Tom Brady mentioned that if he's back with the Patriots, great. And if not, sort of we'll see what happens. Bill Belichick's the one that publicly hasn't really hit on the subject at all. I guess my question would be, do you think Bill Belichick wants to commit two more years to Tom Brady?
Well, I think that Bill always takes the approach he's going to do what's ever best for the team. And in that building, even with Tom Brady, you know, these are two sides that are always planned out, calculated, and understand before they don't make emotional decisions based on, you know, a game or whatever. It's pretty much based on, you know, what do we have in the building? What can we bring in the building moving forward? You know, what are our resources? What are our plans moving forward? They take a long, hard look at everything. And I think Tom will do the same. He'll weigh his options. You know, he'll talk with his family, see, you know, what's best for them. He'll take some time. It's not something that's going to happen in a day or two. So I think the one common denominator is they've been really good together for a long period of time. And that includes Josh McDaniels. I know he's interviewing for jobs as well. So they've been really good for a long period of time, and they understand that it's not always perfect as a family, but it works really well, and they've figured out how to dominate for decades and play at a high level. And when you're comfortable in a system, in an environment, you know, in a city, around players that you love playing with and playing a certain style of football, it's hard to break away from that. You know, I had to do that when I went to Cleveland. And we tried to incorporate that in Cleveland. We just couldn't do it. Didn't have enough men buying in. There's a lot of things that have to line up. You know, the organization from top to bottom, you know, have to line up in accordance with what you're doing. And it's just tough to go find that somewhere else. And it didn't happen. So all those things play a factor when you're trying to figure out that next decision or even leaving somewhere you've been for so long and been doing things at a certain level for so long as well.
As you point out, we've seen great players finish their careers in other organizations, Joe Montana in Kansas City, you in Cleveland, for crying out loud. But as we sit here now, is it hard to imagine Tom Brady wearing a different uniform?
It is, but, you know, again, you just mentioned it. It could happen. You know, there's always a business side it's always a business side to everything. And, you know, we love the game. We love, you know, what the game consists of and going out and playing and, you know, everything that comes with that. But there's another side as well, you know, that you got to factor in. And that's, you know, that's the tough, some of the tough decisions that have to be made. But like I said, I believe, that in, you know, in time, everybody will sit down and they'll talk things out like they've done in the past. And maybe they'll agree to move on. Maybe they'll agree that, hey, we want to keep this thing intact. You know, maybe Brady's got some things that he wants to express that he wants, you know, that, you know, brought to the table outside of just money. You know, maybe, you know, Mr. Kraft and Belichick, when they all sit down, they got to throw things back and forth. And, you know, for some, we don't, you know, we sit on the outside and say, oh, it's not a tough decision, you should just retire. But it is a big decision, you know. And for me, leaving was tough. It was the toughest thing I had to do in my football career. But business side, it just didn't work out. So I was, you know, I had to do that. So, you know, like I said, I'm optimistic that Tom will be a Patriot. I would love to see him personally retire. You know, he's done so much, and I think they still got a lot of football games to win. I think this is still a really, really good football team on both sides of the ball. And, you know, fresh off a loss, I don't think nobody's going to make a decision right now.
If he did go somewhere else, I know you're saying, you know, hopefully, and as a fan, hopefully he definitely comes back here. But if he goes somewhere else, is there a team or two that you think would make sense kind of fit-wise? Maybe a team that needs a quarterback, but also a team that's not too far behind where he could go there and have success?
Yeah, that's the big question. You know, he's not going somewhere where they're going to try to rebuild a whole team. And, you know, being smart and making a good decision means if you want to win and you're competitive, you're going to go somewhere where you're comfortable, somebody you're familiar with, or a system you're probably familiar with, somewhere that has a good defense, that has weapons offensively. You want to win. You want to go somewhere and win. The money will be great, but I don't think Tom excuse me. Tom bases all his decisions just on money. You know, it's more than that. The game means more than that to him. So that may be a small factor, but there's going to be a lot of other things that play into his decision going forward.
There are two head coaching positions left in the National Football League as we sit here right now, the New York Giants and the Cleveland Browns. Josh McDaniels is reportedly a candidate for both jobs. If Josh takes one of these two jobs, would that enter into Brady's decision as well?
Well, I mean, it almost happened before, and Brady was still going to be a Patriot, and Josh was going to move on. So it's hard to say. You know, like I said, man, there's a lot of things that factors in the players' minds, you know, when making these decisions. And I know him and Josh have been a great tandem for years, work really well together. They understand each other in and out. Probably can sit across from each other, know what each other's thinking when it comes to football and decisions and game planning and certain things of that nature. But, you know, again, not only is it a big decision for Tom, it's a big decision for Josh. He's been in this situation a couple times. I'm sure if he doesn't take a job, it's not the last time he'll be in this situation. So maybe he factors in. Maybe he has a conversation you know, with Mr. Kraft and Belichick and Tom, and maybe all the heads come to the table and talk about this thing. Like, hey, You know, how long do we want to give it a shot? Do we want to make one more run at it? Do you know, we want to come together. I know Josh loves living in the area. I know his family loves being there. He's comfortable there. He's in a great situation with the Patriots. He loves how the organization is ran. He loves the players that, you know, that he's coaching. And I think going forward for him, there's a lot of things that has to line up, you know, from top to bottom when making his decision. He's just not going to take a job just to take a job to be a head coach. I think everything has to line up as far as him having the resources and being able to maneuver like what he sees in New England, you know, Belichick doing for so many years. So, like I said, man, it's going to be interesting. I don't have a crystal ball. I talk to those guys all the time, but, you know, like to keep things, you know, in-house. It's going to be interesting what happens and what, you know, what we find out, you know, in time. I don't know how soon a decision has to be made with Josh, but I'm sure there's a lot of things that's going to have to factor in and line up if he's going to leave the Patriots.
Is it Cleveland or New York is the better job?
That's tough, man. That's really tough. Like I said, he's going to have to meet with ownership. He's going to have to meet with players. I know, you know, having a roster, being able, you know, to go out and compete on the football field is important. I know having the latitude to move within the building and make decisions and bring in players, and they understand, you know, some of those things as a coach slash GM, if he's wearing that title, you know, what he's going to need and resources and how he's going to have to work hand-in-hand, you know, with them and be able to make those decisions. And, you know, you kind of get spoiled in New England how you see things happen for so long, you know. Pretty much the staff, you know, Belichick is football GM, football operations, all those different things. And, you know, he has a lot of decision-making in that building. And he was able to craft and design, you know, a blueprint that's worked for a long time, and everybody's on the same accord. It's just different in different buildings. So we'll see. You know, we'll see. I think everybody's excited to see what will happen.
Now, your former teammate Mike Vrabel certainly has the Titans playing really well, a monster win on Saturday, and they're going to the divisional round. We've heard some of the stories, but what was that Mike Vrabel-Bill Belichick relationship like when Vrabel was a player? Because some of the things that we've heard is he would give it back to Bill. He would kind of, you know, rib Bill a little bit, where not a lot of players would be willing to do that.
Well, we all know Mike. You know, Mike is funny, man. Mike will talk back, and, you know, he will question things. I think, you know, as men do, you know, I think men do that at times. He's a smart guy. He's a little cocky, you know. That's Mike Vrabel. That's Mike. He's not going to back down on certain things, especially if he thinks he's right, or, you know, if he thinks he has a point. You have to pretty much explain things to him. But his relationship was definitely respectful. Nobody in that locker room was disrespectful to Bill. We understood that, you know, he was our leader, and, you know, it was all probably in fun. It was never disrespectful with the exchanges that they had or whatever the case may be. So I know now that, you know, Braves won the game, there's a lot that people want to kind of dive into and create, but it was never like that, man. We're a close group. Everybody was close. We were all respectful. Vrabel did what Bill asked him to do. He did it at a high level. Do we all have questions at certain times when we're trying to figure out what we need to do as game plan, or question certain things, or have? Yeah, of course, we all do. That's the game. You got to be able to have, you know, that back and forth, you know, as players and coaches, you know, if you've played the game long enough. But like I said, it was all respect there.